Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Carlos Ortiz is alongside, and it's always an honor and a joy and a privilege to be joined by my dear friend Carlos. And the 5 hours of real time we once spent together. I think of it fondly.
You should. Most people don't even get that.
I mean, we get phone time.
A little too much.
We did a podcast together.
Twice.
If I saw you on the street, I'd be like, Carlos, you know.
And I'd be like, yo, it's Bart.
It's not like you're a complete stranger. And I'm not dead.
Yet.
Yeah. For those that follow every minute of the show, and I know that is probably just me and Carlos, and the second one I use, you know.
Loosely.
Yeah. I just like quit the show last night with a minute left. Not of defiance. I couldn't see. I was blurry in my eye at the beginning of the show, and then I was blurry at the end of the show. I had a headache. I drove home. I honestly probably should not have drove home. I feel better today, eye-wise. Still a little bit of a headache. What just happened down the hall in a room confirmed to me that I'm kind of sick. But we're going to plow through here tonight. We are gonna plow through here tonight. I can deal. I think the problem last night was my screen. I'm one of these guys that likes it at max brightness. So I've got my computer screen in front of me. I have another computer screen by my side, and then I have the phone. And I was just doing a lot of stuff on my phone. Work, not really related, but I think it got to my eyes. So of all the things that I try to advocate for you to do, you learn from my mistakes. I'm not trying to be someone that says, you know, do as I say, not as I do. You know, maybe try to limit the screen time. Now, if you're like, hey, Bart, what was your screen time? You can look on your phone and you can see how much screen time you had. And that would probably go a long way to determining if that was what the issue was with you yesterday and maybe into today. And I'm kind of like, how do I put this? Let's say I have a cigarette problem, but the cigarette always grows back when it's done. I don't get a new cigarette. So I can't count the butts on the floor of how many cigs I've had, how many heaters I've ripped. That's how I am with my phone. Because I deleted the screen time app. I said, no, I never want to know. Please, God, I never want to know. I never want to know. And so it's really hard to diagnose a problem that I'm not going to the doctor for. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We have got some Lane Kiffin news. We have got some, how about this, Brandon Ayuk news. We'll start on Fridays, as we normally do, wrapping up the game that happened on Thursday night between the Bills and the Texans. And I caught some of Maggie and Perloff today on this very fine network, the Infinity Sports Network. And not the part where they had the Costco guys on, which I am just insanely jealous about.
How dare you?
It's not that I like the Costco guys.
Good, because I don't.
But they're still you cannot like somebody and still be like, oh my God, it's them?
My reaction was, oh my God, it's them.
I'm trying to think of another example. Somebody that I would be like that I don't like, but if I was in their company, I would just fanboy over very hard. The Venn diagram on that for me might just be the Costco guys, really. I don't really find that. You know, and that dad, is the dad you would know, is the dad AJ?
You know what? That's a good question. No, I think the kid is AJ. I think the dad is Big Justice. Is that right?
I think. Come on.
No, listen. I mean, I can't stand these people. There's only one kid that has a more punchable face than that one.
Oh, I just remembered I set a $5 DraftKings for Golden State and Portland, and I forgot to set a lineup.
Yikes.
God dang it. Anybody else want $5? I'm just giving it away. Send me your Cash App.
You have my number.
But if you look at his social media, he's like tried a lot of different bits over the years, and then finally this one stuck. So I applaud that. We need to live in entrepreneurial times, and you know,
get a job.
There's other ways to make money other than work. There's other ways to make money other than actual work. And they seem to have found that. So anyway, I bring that up because what I saw Maggie say was, and she's a Bills fan, but she was talking about how the Texans were excited and people were kind of surprised that the Texans beat Buffalo last night. And her take was big deal. Not like big deal, good for you in a dismissive way, but it's just not a big deal to beat the Buffalo Bills right now in a dismissive way to the Buffalo Bills. They have lost 4 of their last 7. They did beat Tampa. Looked like they got right after a loss against the Dolphins. They corrected their mistakes against the Panthers and the Chiefs after they had lost to New England and lost to the Falcons. They've now lost to the Texans. You would think here that they have the Steelers coming up next weekend after a mini bye, and they'll probably, you know, they'll probably get right and look like the Bills again in that game. But they have been too inconsistent to think that they are as much of the Super Bowl contender that we thought at the beginning of the year. And one thing that I'm trying to get a grasp on, and this isn't like just in broadcasting and how I talk about these teams, I'm trying to do it for just my own enjoyment of the league. I'm trying to figure out how much of what we see in the regular season is going to dictate what we see in the postseason. And I've talked about this with the Patriots and with the Broncos and with the Colts. Because, and I hate being this guy. I really do. I really hate being this guy. One of the things I hate the most is when somebody says, well, I need to see it happen before I can believe it will happen. Like, I need I don't know, pick a team, but they need to show me something. They need to show me something. And I'm not going to pick them to win the, even though if the signs are trending and you really think they could win this game and the other team is on a downward and they're on an upward, you're not ever going to pick them. You're not ever going to give them the benefit of the doubt because you need to see it. So you're not going to be able to predict upsets ever. You're not going to be able to give credit where credit is due ever. You're always going to be kind of jock riding the victors, the teams that have done it. And things always change. The good teams today are not going to be the good teams in 5 years. The good teams today were not the good teams 10 years ago. Things always change. There's always going to be somebody new at the top. So I've never liked that. But here I am thinking that. I don't want to think that way. But I can't shake myself from thinking that way. I can't shake myself from thinking no matter how bad the Bills looked, and you got to give credit to Houston. This isn't a dismissive thing to Houston. Houston was great. They did exactly what they needed to do. They ran the ball, heavy packages all over the Bills. Woody Marks, really nice game for him, with 74 yards, averaging almost 5 a carry. Davis Mills, take us down the field, score when you can, essentially. 16 of 30, there's been better completion percentage games in the history of the sport, but he had 2 touchdowns, made big throws when he needed to. Christian Kirk finally showed up this season. They've got 3 wide receivers that have gone to Iowa State. They all contributed in different ways. The defense stepped up. Kalen Bullock had 2 interceptions. Forced a fumble, I believe, or got involved in one. 8 sacks, 3 of them on 3rd down. 2.5 from Will Anderson Jr., 2 from Danielle Hunter. So they did what they needed to do. They punted the ball 6 times, but it seemed like any time that Buffalo was driving, the defense found a way to either create a turnover or step up. Shakir fumbled. So they had turnovers. 3 turnovers for Buffalo last night. And really, they had 2 scoring plays, but they were both long plays. A James Cook 45-yard run, and once again, they kind of got away from him. And then the kick return. But if you look at some of the stats, like Josh Allen had 100 yards to the dot, more passing yards. They ran the ball for 35 more yards than Houston did. But when they did, Khalil Shakir, 8 for 110. But when you get the ball into the opponent's territory and then you get sacked on a big 3rd down, you have to take field goals when you thought you were going to maybe have a touchdown drive, a couple for Matt Prater. That missed extra point loom large. There was a lot of areas where they made mistakes. You know, I think there's a lot of blame to go around. This is something that happens when you criticize a team that loses. You say, oh, I don't like that Sean McDonough had a, or he did, he, not Sean McDonough, Sean McDermott. I was kind of talking like Sean McDonough. Sean McDermott had a bad game. And then if you say that online or on a phone call or whatever in Western New York, someone will say, oh, yeah, but so did Josh Allen. Look, I can't say it all at one time. I can't get it all out of my mouth at once. A lot of people had bad games. A lot of people had bad games. And this is just what the Bills are. They're a team that is up and down. They're a team that turnovers are rearing their ugly head. They're a team that it looks like you can get through their offensive line. It looks like you can get through their defensive line. It's a team that has relied on the heroics of Josh Allen. And when he's not Superman, they're not going to win. I talked about this last night. For a long time, in doing radio in Milwaukee, we would interview people nationally. We would tell them our concerns about the Packers. They would always say and only say, but do you have Aaron Rodgers? And it was just so, like, why are we even talking to you? Why, like, you're a national writer. I know that we're asking you questions about 32 teams instead of really narrowing down in one, but I just told you all the things that are wrong. I'm giving you the information. But do you have Aaron Rodgers? But do you have Josh Allen? He can't do it all himself. If he could do it all himself, they would have multiple Lombardi trophies over the last few years. Patrick Mahomes has not done it all himself. Okay, there's a lot of Andy Reid in there. There's a lot of the defense in there. There's a lot of the wide receivers and Travis Kelce in there. There's a lot of their wheel of running backs in there. There's a lot of the referees in there. So the Bills, yeah, they have issues. There's no doubt about it. So to go back to where I'm thinking about the Bills, because there's still an 85% chance based on different models, and you can, you know, plug and play a bunch of different websites this time of the year. It's fun to click win or loss and see what the odds are. And, you know, it's not a perfect science, but it gives you an idea. And the Bills have a couple games on their schedule yet that should be very winnable. I'm talking about the Jets last week of the year. What are they going to look like? I'm talking about the Browns. They win those two games. They've got four other games to go. Winning those two games puts them at 95% chance to make the playoffs. We talked last night that it's not about making the playoffs for the Bills. It's about winning the Super Bowl. But I look at all these teams. I look at all these teams. I said before the week, I might have said it earlier this week or last week. If you were to give me to come out of the AFC, the three teams that have a combined record of 26-6, the Broncos, the Patriots, and the Colts. And you said, I like to say this, for $1 million. You don't have to risk anything. You just get it if you win. Would you take the Broncos, Patriots, and Colts, the likely 1, 2, and 3 seeds in the AFC? The road through the playoffs would go through one of those teams? Or would you take the field, the other teams? Or I would even, if would you say, you, Bart, get the Bills, Ravens, and Chiefs? The Bills, who are right now the 6th seed. The Chiefs, who are right now the 9th seed. The Ravens, who are right now the 10th seed. I would try to win the million by taking those teams, which is the complete antithesis of everything that I've felt in my life. No, I should be able to recognize the Broncos. They're winning games. Yeah, I mean, sometimes they don't look great, but they're kind of winning games the way the Chiefs are winning. They're winning. The Patriots are just steady as they come. The Colts have an offense that's putting up, I was going to say, more points than anybody. Is that true? They have 321 points. Yep, that's true. Biggest point differential in the league. Is that true? That is also true. So they're showing us. They are showing us what they can do. All three of those teams. And I'm still hung up on yesterday's news. And I still think come playoff time, those are the I'm still going to ride with the Bills, and I'm still going to ride. And is it, maybe it's because of Allen and Mahomes and Lamar. I don't know. Maybe I have a hard time, like, when the new kid, you know, is in town. Okay, what are his secrets? What's he hiding? Everybody likes him so quickly. Where are the flaws? This is, you know, the honeymoon period. We're kind of having a honeymoon period with all three of these teams. All of a sudden, the Patriots are great under Mike Vrabel, and the Broncos are winning, and the Colts. Oh, my God, Daniel Jones is now playing like an all-pro. Not a pro bowler, like an all-pro. I'm still riding with the other teams. I'm still looking at this dysfunctional Bills team. I'm still looking at this 500 Chiefs team. I'm still looking at this 500 Ravens team. And I know they're going to go on the road in the playoffs. ... if they make the playoffs. And I'm still on them. I'm still on them. Even after last night. 888-710-4476. 888-710-4476. We'll hear from some of those involved in last night's game when we return. Of course, we will start to share our space with you as well. The number I just gave, and at Bart Winkler or Bart Winkler Show. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Texans Radio Network. Josh Allen, yet to win in Houston. Against the Texans when pressured last night, 2 of 7 for 27 yards. Against them last year, he was 1 of 14 for 24 yards. That's a pretty good stat. You may have think, Bart, you must have researched all of this throughout the day to present that. And no, I was just scrolling my accounts and I saw Mina Kimes had tweeted that. And it was perfect timing. Perfect timing. The Bills losing to the Texans last night, 23-19. I just told you about some of their struggles. Josh Allen talks about said struggles.
Hindsight's 2020. Ultimately, we got to execute, you know, and we didn't do a good enough job of that tonight. Whatever situation, whatever circumstance, we got to put our head down and find a way there. And on the field, we didn't.
Hindsight's 2020. Say the line, Bart. Hindsight's 2010. If you're me, I have that vision. Although after last night and maybe today, it's like 2090. What did you think about the? I mean, are you still? Would you echo what I said earlier, Carlos Ortiz? Everybody, would you echo what I said earlier about, you know, if I give you the opportunity at $1 million, and you can have the Patriots, Broncos, and Colts, or you can have the Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills? Are you, as somebody who said the Chiefs were not going to make the playoffs and they're 5-5, are you as stupid as me to think that these teams are going to hashtag figure it out, hashtag flip a switch?
No. In fact, as you were making your, as you were choosing like the Ravens, Chiefs, and the Bills, I was emphatically in the studio going, is this guy insane? Give me the Colts, the Broncos, and the Patriots, which is not something I would have said coming into this season.
Oh, you think you can do better than me? Why don't you host the show then?
I don't want to.
Actually, you almost got close to having to because during the break, I went and moved my car in the parking lot, and I thought about just driving away.
Oh, I think about that every day. I'm like, not oh, even, that river looks nice.
Not even driving like home and going to bed. I thought about just like heading west and seeing what happened.
Yeah, I want to be Fievel. Just go out there and see what I can find.
Then I remembered that my wallet was still in the building, and had it not been, I mean, who knows? I could be... Oh, my God, I could beat a Beloit by now.
And by a wallet, I'm sure you that's code for, like, wife and child.
Oh, didn't even think about that. Yeah, I would have missed them. Jeez. So you would take the teams that are actually good and showing that they're good each every week. Wow, what a concept.
Yeah, but it's not because I think the teams are good. It's just the teams that we think are supposed to be good, they're not. We live in a world and an actual reality where the Chiefs and the Ravens have 5 wins and the Bills are barely better than that.
Yeah, I get it. And they continue to show us, too. Right? And I know with the Ravens, Lamar's been hurt, but the Chiefs are full strength. They got their wide receivers back after Rice was suspended and Worthy was hurt. And they're losing games. The Bills, we saw what we saw last night. They're losing games. These teams are at full strength. They are showing us who they are. Even the Ravens had a hard time just getting past the Browns with Shedeur Sanders' not great debut. So the teams continue to show us. I think I'm still thinking there's like a vast mentality and awareness and understanding of playoff football being different than regular season football. But I, with what my eyes are seeing, yeah, of course, these other teams are playing better. I'm still giving the other teams a benefit of the doubt that, as you've stated and truthfully, I can acknowledge they haven't deserved. One of the problems last night for Buffalo, as we've talked about, Josh Allen hit the deck 8 times. 3 of these sacks were on 3rd down, which proved very, very costly. He talked about having his rumpus on the turf so often.
Yeah, it's not fun. I ran into a couple myself. I got to be better throwing the ball away and living to see another down and letting us play some situational football and pinning them deep. And too many times I was going backwards, and I got to be better on that.
I was going to say ass on the grass, but then for a second I thought it was the 1950s. Sean McDermott, you don't want to ever use this as an excuse, but the team's a little banged up, and he talked about the injuries.
We got to stay in this thing, man. We grind, and we grind it out, and that's what you do. You compete. You sign up. This is what you do. No matter you have no injuries or you have the injuries that we have, I do appreciate, again, like I've said before, guys stepping in tonight. Shaq went in there. Other guys were going down. Some came back, some didn't. Max, you know, did not come back. But like I said, the effort, the will that the guys have, I don't question that one bit.
To the one Texan fan listening, I'll give you a few sound bites here and I'll jam them into about a 2-minute setting, and you're probably upset. Like, why are you talking so much about the Bills? The Texans won the game. It was the Texans that won the game. And I will tell you that every time I speak ill will of what the Bills did, I'm saying Josh Allen got sacked 8 times. It wasn't by a ghost. It was by the Texans. There's a lot that Buffalo couldn't do because of what Houston did. There's a lot of what Buffalo wasn't able to accomplish because Houston did not let them. So maybe it does not go without saying, but Buffalo didn't just play poorly because Buffalo had an off night. They had an off night because the Houston Texans had an on night, especially defensively. Again, on offense, they punted the ball away 6 times. Anecdotally, I feel like if you punt the ball away twice as much as the other team, I'm not talking like 2-1 here, but 6-3, anecdotally, those are 6 possessions you did not score on. Those are 6 possessions you're giving the other team the ball. Now, the punting was good, 4 inside the 20, so that's good. But also, whenever the Bills were moving down the field, the Texans found a way to either force a turnover, a fumble, or a couple interceptions, or one of these big sacks. Again, the 3 on 3rd down. D'Amico Ryans talked about the victory afterwards.
Outstanding performance, outstanding game, and for our guys to continue to finish games how they finish, I'm so extremely proud of our guys for the effort they showed tonight, playing together, playing complementary football. Went down to the wire, but it's all about how you finish, so I'm really excited to get this win.
The effort was there. Davis Mills played well. Woody Marks played well. The receivers did what they needed to do. The offensive line played well. The story of this game for Houston was the defense, Coach Ryans, on that unit.
Credit goes to, first and foremost, our defensive line. Like, for the way they go out, the way those guys relentlessly rush the passer, and everybody on the back end is playing sound and playing together. When we do that, we're tough to move the ball against. So our players are doing an outstanding job.
It wasn't Bills Mafia last night. It was Mills Mafia. Stole that from Davis Mills, who has started before for the Texans. 1 year he was like 3-10-1. Another year maybe 2-9. It wasn't good. This guy has come in and replaced quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson being one, when he's needed to. And this year, you know, he stayed with the Texans throughout, and now C.J. Stroud been able to play a lot. We haven't really seen Davis Mills. He has now had to come in a couple of different games, and he started three of these games. He is 3-0 in these games. So it's been a long time since he started a couple of years ago with this opportunity, and everybody sees Davis Mills, and they might remember that, and they might remember, you know, how it went, you know, postseason or otherwise. Oh, no, it's not going to be anything, you know, whatever. But he is taking advantage of this starting opportunity.
Just grateful for the opportunity. I come in to work every day, love my teammates, love my coaches, and it's fun to get back out there on the field and do what you love. I mean, I've been dreaming of being in this situation since I was started football when I was 6 years old. So every day I'm just kind of living out that childhood dream and going out there and having fun with it.
Nothing I love more as a sports fan than when you can hear the enthusiasm dripping off of their voice. Davis Mills, very excited for the win. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll get more of the news and notes in our Bulletin Blitz. Right now, let's get an update with Marco Belletti.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Thrown behind, but somehow caught. And now lateral to Allen and reaching for the pylon. Are you kidding me? It's a touchdown. Unbelievable.
The biggest voices in sports.
I have to look in the mirror and right now I have to be a better owner.
The heartbreak.
This team has nothing to be ashamed of. As you mentioned, yeah, they're disappointed. But they have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of.
The celebrations.
It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz on a happy, happy, thank God it's finally Friday edition here on the Bart Winkler Show.
5 day week for you, bro.
5 day work week, and hopefully it's the last one of the year because.
Sorry about the bro, my kid, man.
I can't do it. What's wrong with bro?
It's just always bro.
All right. That's fine. I'm not offended. I think that's fine. I would not have noticed if you didn't say anything.
If I say bro, you don't think that's weird?
No.
All right, bro.
That might have been a little bit weird. All right, if I don't know if you've heard, been living under a rock the last 24 hours, but the Houston Texans defeated the Buffalo Bills 23-19 yesterday at NRG Stadium. Why is that shocking? Because some of you still think the Bills are good.
Me.
And not mid, like your boy over here. Although I probably should have got in front of that a long time ago, not due to 2020 hindsight is history and all that stuff. At least I got the Chiefs right so far. Let's hear from Sean McDermott, the head coach. What went wrong?
Field position-wise, we beat ourselves from a field position standpoint. Some costly penalties. The turnovers, three turnovers. You know, just look at it overall, and we weren't playing enough complimentary football, and we still had a chance to win at the end of the game. But plenty of things we need to work on.
It's nice that he broke it down like that. The more succinct answer could have been pretty much everything. But yeah, the punting for Houston went a long way. They had to start a lot of these drives very deep in their territory. And then when you do move up the field, like it is more chance for you to make mistakes. I'm looking at some of these Houston punts and where Buffalo started afterwards. So the first one was their own 19. They did score on that drive. That was their first drive. The next one, they started at their own 5, and it led to a field goal. The next Houston punt, we're in the second quarter now. They started at their own 10, and then they had to punt. The next drive, they started at their own 8, and then they fumbled. Another punt, they started at their own 38, so that was better. And then another punt, they started at their own 18, and that's when Josh Allen threw the pick. So, look, we're in a day and age with analytics and all that kind of stuff, and it's good, but the Texans last night won with the good old-fashioned game of field position battle. And sometimes you hashtag love to see it.
Yeah, hashtag why not. But what about the job that Davis Mills has been doing in relief of C.J. Stroud, who's been dealing with some injuries? He's 16 for 30 with 153 and 2 touchdowns, taking care of Houston's third straight victory. Davis Mills, however, after the game, made it clear he knows his role.
I don't think there's a competition. CJ's the starter for this team. I'm just doing everything I can to bring my best foot forward every day, make everyone else around me better, and try to, provide and play my role to my best ability when I get thrown in there.
Is he the most famous Davis, like first name Davis?
I was about to say Miles Davis, but you're right, first name.
Well, Anthony Davis.
Yeah, there's a couple of Davises, but you're right, first name? I can't think of anyone.
Davis is a play off the name David. But I don't know. Would it make more sense if his name was Mills Davis?
That sounds weird. Who's naming their kid Mills? Unless you're Judge Mills Lane.
Who's naming their kid Davis?
Also a valid point.
Davis Love the Third?
I hate that.
I'm looking at a Wikipedia entry, people with the first name Davis. I don't really see anybody else I recognize.
For good reason, because if you are expecting, don't choose the name Davis. Let's move on here.
Davis Webb?
Davis Webb, I do remember. Former Giant, wasn't he?
Yeah, 1 year.
Matter of fact, that was the quarterback that people wanted him to start when Eli Manning was going to get benched. And then they started him for, then they wound up snapping Eli's streak for Geno Smith. Still one of the dumbest decisions in the planet of Earth.
You couldn't have even thought of his name.
Yeah, it was a dark time for me, and yeah, it still is. The Giants still stink. Let's go to the Browns. They're 2-8. Thankfully, they're taking on another 2-8 team.
I'll tell you where he is now. I'll tell you where he is now.
Davis Mills, or Davis Webb, he's coaching.
Yeah, Denver. He's the offensive pass game coordinator and QB coach.
Yeah, I actually knew that. Shador Sanders, let's hear from him because Kevin Stefanski hates him. Maybe Davis Webb can help him out because Stefanski certainly isn't going to give him any tips. One of the things that happened over the weekend, Shedeur Sanders, his house got robbed. And this is becoming too much of a trend. There are a bunch of quarterbacks, athletes in general, that are getting their house robbed. Joe Burrow a couple of months ago was one of them. Shedeur said the robbery won't impact his play against the Raiders this Sunday.
I know this is a trending topic that my house got broken into, but like I'm in a mental space now to where, you know, it's not too much that could faze me. Honestly, what's going on? And none of my jewelry got took anyway.
Yeah, I don't think the two things are similar. I mean, if you're struggling at quarterback, I feel like that's in a different compartment than somebody violated my privacy. But, you know, good for him for taking it all in stride. I would be a wreck, and I would probably either stay in a hotel the rest of my life or move to a remote cabin far, far away.
Yeah, I would just make sure my dog is taken care of because, you know, I dare you to come into my house. Let's lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
lighten it up a little bit. The Bears, they're having a good little season right now, 7-3. They're going to be welcoming the Steelers, who are 6-4. Early 1 o'clock Eastern kickoff there. But Ben Johnson, he was speaking to the media, and someone asked him, "What did you play Madden?" I guess this is a thing. Here's Ben Johnson.
I played Madden growing up.
Madden?
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Were you a thrower or a runner? What was your team?
Shoot. I always like taking the bad teams and make the franchise mode and try to build them up from there, but more of a thrower, yeah.
There's a metaphor in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, there's got to be.
Love that. Love that a coach actually was honest that he played Madden. Love that a coach has one time played Madden without thinking that it was like committing a seven deadly sin. And also love that he did what a lot of us like to do, and that's take the worst franchise and try to make them good. Now, I wonder if he stuck with that or if he played it for half a season, said this blows, simmed it for the rest of the year.
Simulation, that's right.
Then simmed the next year, then simmed one more year, and then didn't play for another 3 months.
Sounds like you're speaking from personal experience.
I am.
All right. Well done. Let's get one more in here. Big game. Can't believe I'm going to say this. Huge game for the Chiefs. Their season's not over if they lose, but it's going to be on life support. The Chiefs are 5-5. They'll be at home. They'll be taking on the Colts, who'll be coming in. Colts with 8 wins. Let's hear from both the quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes for the Chiefs, Daniel Jones for the Colts. Patrick Mahomes says they still got faith in each other, and Indiana Jones says Arrowhead's going to be a hostile place to play.
Going out there and proving it now and getting better at practice, getting better in the film room, getting extra time at the facility. But, I mean, talking with the guys throughout the building this week, I think guys are excited for the opportunity to go out there and prove that.
I thought we did a good job from a communication standpoint in Pittsburgh, and, you know, this will be similar to that. So it'll be loud, and we'll have to communicate. You know, I think that stuff we'll practice throughout this week.
You know, I'm going to go to the playoff predictor. They've got a 55% chance to make the playoffs right now. If they win all but one game, you're looking at about a 97-96% chance. So every game needs to be must-win from here on out. You might get one mulligan, maybe against the Cowboys, an NFC team, but you're going to have to win these games coming up.
All right, well, I got a couple seconds. Why not? If there was any reason for me to watch the Giants, it evaporated. Jackson Dart's out. Jameis Winston's in. Here's interim head coach saying Jackson Dart's health is number one priority.
My only concern was just making sure Jackson's healthy and right. And, again, we have a lot of trust in the doctors. We have a lot of trust in that process, going through the concussion process. I know myself, I've had a couple concussions over the course of my career. And, you know, you just want to feel comfortable and good. And so I think having that trust and understand that everyone's just looking out for your best interest is important.
You're not going to watch the game, bro? Bro?
I am, but I'm going to feel nothing.
Bro, Chief? Hey, remember last year when we almost stopped talking about the 49ers because Brandon Ayuk?
Yep.
Oh, the latest turn in that. Who could have saw this coming besides everyone?
Coming it up next.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.